The must knows, the must haves, and a rundown of all Magic Valley events happening today. It's Day Prep with Brock in the Morning on Hot 100 FM.
All right, here's where we're at in terms of number of cases and things like that. Yesterday, our total statewide number of cases went up to 1,101, which is an increase of roughly 24% since Friday night. 410 of those cases are in Blaine County, 402 are in Ada County, Canyon County has 101, Kootenai County has 42, and in Southern Idaho, Twin Falls now reporting 37. And remember, they announced, I think it was on Thursday or Friday, that there is now confirmed community spread in Twin Falls, which just means you have to be even more careful than you were being before. Jerome County is at 13 cases, Lincoln reporting 9, Kaja reporting 4, 3 in Minidoka, and Camas and Gooding counties are still reporting 1 each. There have so far been 10 COVID-19-related deaths in the state. 77 COVID-positive patients have been hospitalized. All right, so this happened last week. I hadn't mentioned it to you yet, but it's important if you want to vote in the primary election, which is coming up on May 19th. It's not getting delayed. It will happen on May 19th, but they're not doing the polling place thing. If you want to vote, you must request an absentee ballot, as there will not be polling places. Everything will happen by the mail. So again, if you want to vote, you have to do it by mail. To request your ballot, I have the page where you request it linked under the Brock of the Morning links at hot100now.com. It only takes a minute. I requested mine over the weekend, requested my wife's over the weekend. Go to hot100now.com, left-hand side of the page under the Brock of the Morning links. Click it, request it, and make your voice heard. Again, that election is happening on May 19th, but it's happening 100% by mail. A reminder that South Central Public Health is still asking the public to donate new and unused personal protective equipment that you may have overpurchased when news of the pandemic first hit. Southern Idaho, sadly, like a lot of parts of the country, low on supplies for first responders and healthcare workers. So if you have anything you can spare, drop off those supplies at either one of South Central Public Health District's offices or at the Blaine County Sheriff's Office if you live in Blaine County. Governor Little's stay-home order remains in effect until at least April 15th. We are not sure if Governor Little plans on extending that order, but on Thursday, during an open forum with PBS, he stressed that he expects to add some sort of action on top of the 21-day stay-home order. He said, "I know something will take its place as we see the science and the epidemiology from the other places. As we see what we have here, we will adjust it. Until we have a vaccine, until we have immunity, until we have good treatments, something's going to have to take place after the 15th, but it depends upon the science that's out there. Life will not go back to normal for a long time." Just what you wanted to hear, right? Idaho Power, Intermountain Gas, City of Twin Falls, I've been mentioning this for about a week, week and a half now. They have suspended all disconnections due to non-payment. So if you're stuck without a job right now, if you're stuck without a paycheck and you're just holding on until that stimulus check shows up, know that at least Idaho Power, Intermountain Gas, and the City of Twin Falls will not suspend your service. They're not going to disconnect you if you can't pay your bill. If you're unable to pay, let them know. They'll be happy to set up a payment arrangement with you for taking care of the balance after the world starts spinning again or after you get a little cash. And you're also encouraged to pay as much as you can every month so that that remaining balance does not become overwhelming over time. But again, Idaho Power, Intermountain Gas, City of Twin Falls, and lots of other service providers have suspended all disconnections due to non-payment. So that's one less thing you have to worry about if you're without work right now. School is out until at least April 20th. The Idaho Board of Education is meeting today to discuss the possible cancellation of school for the rest of the year. Their decision will depend a lot on what Governor Little has to say in regards to the stay-home order, which is currently set to expire next Wednesday. And by the way, I hadn't thought about this, but I guess it's been a fairly common question for the school board. If you're concerned about students getting held back because of the extended closure, according to the State Board of Education, families should not be worried about that. The state board president said that the board has never discussed that and stressed that although physical school buildings are closed, education is continuing through distance learning online courses and other means. So don't be freaking out thinking your second grader isn't going to move on to third grade just because they haven't been in school for, you know, a month, maybe 2 months by the end of the year. Just a couple of quick deadline extension reminders. You now have until July 15th to file and pay your federal taxes and until June 15th to file and pay your Idaho taxes. I just wanted to clarify one more time that for a couple of days, I had mistakenly identified Idaho's tax deadline as July 15th. That is incorrect. Federal deadline is July 15th. State deadline is June 15th. And if your driver's license or your vehicle registration expires between March 1st and May 31st, those expirations have been automatically extended to June 30th. If you have any information on closures, businesses, public offices, or otherwise, please let me know. You can send that info on the Hot 100 FM Facebook page. You could also email it to me, Brock, B-R-O-C, at hot100now.com.
It's Day Prep. Everything you need to know to start off your day the right way. With Brock in the Morning on Hot 100 FM.